The call came at 2 in the morning. Leia awoke, instantly alert after years of dealing with late-night emergencies.
Leia,
she said into her comm. She heard the bedsheets rustle. Knew Han was awake and listening.
Leia, I'm sorry to disturb you at this hour,
came the voice of Sulliston Senator Luette Wool.
But I thought you should know.
Wynn Dorvan was not elected as interim chief of state, said Leia. It was a statement, not a question.
Is there anything you Jedi don't know?
Wool said, attempting to sound bluff and hearty.
Plenty of things, Lou,
Leia said. Her heart felt heavy in her chest.
What happened?
I'm not sure I even know,
Wool said. He sounded tired, angry, and frustrated.
It had been my opinion that Dorvan was the logical candidate. In fact, he was the only candidate. But when his name was put forward, really almost as a formality, that new senator from Banish, Kamaran Suldar, started speaking. He said that Dorvan was too closely affiliated in the public mind with Dalla's administration to perform effectively, and that the GA needed a fresh face to represent it. Someone who could never possibly be accused of consorting with Dalla.
That's nonsense. Wynn was just doing the best he could as Dalla's chief of staff. In fact, he did a lot to mitigate some of her more egregious policies. Besides, he'd only be governing for 2 months. The stability of the galaxy should come before putting in a fresh new face.
Behind her, Han groaned slightly.
Further, Suldar said the GA needed someone who did not side so openly with the Jedi, and he indicated that he thought Luke's decision was a good one. There is more anti-Jedi sentiment in the Senate than I thought, Leia, I'm extremely sorry to say. It was honestly a bit alarming.
Leia thought about the now famous image of Wynn Dorvan racing up the temple steps, and her heart sank further.
They can't have it both ways, she said, her voice harsh in her worry. He can't be both too pro-Dalla and too pro-Jedi.
You know that, and I know that. But apparently many of the other senators thought this was a perfectly valid argument. So there we sat for the next 12 hours, debating whether to put an experienced, trustworthy diplomat or a former terrorist in charge of the Galactic Alliance. And in the end, the terrorist won. Leia, I must tell you, I don't know what things are coming to. Makes me want to take my Bertal and retire to Sullust.
A sudden chill seized Leia. Behind her, Han, frustrated with only hearing one end of the conversation, kept whispering,
What? What?
She waved him to silence and took a deep breath, calming herself in the Force.
Terrorist? Who would that be?
She knew before he even said the name.
It's that new representative from Clatsui, Padmal Ovid.